And EU countries have long been practicing free trade, of course. Yesterday, leaders of Asian and Pacific Rim economies agreed to work to build a free trade zone across that region. The members of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, also known as APEC, were holding their annual meeting in Yokohama, Japan. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The pledge of cooperation at APEC contrasted sharply with the discord over currency issues that had emerged just days before at the G20 summit in Seoul, South Korea. The APEC forum, which comprises 21 member economies from China to Peru, from the USA to New Zealand, reaffirmed in a closing statement what it called its unwavering commitment to achieving free and open trade in the region. Host Prime Minister Naoto Kan of Japan said the rough target for the establishment of the free trade area is the year 2020. Prime Minister Kan also pledged a break from past protectionist policies in his own country, saying that Japan is determined, as he put it, to reopen itself. The Asia-Pacific region has led the world's recovery from the financial crisis, and the region's leaders seem convinced that open markets are a sure way to ensure future growth. If such a free trade zone were to be implemented, it would encompass more than half the world's economic production and two-fifths of the world's trade. But experts say that achieving such a feat would be very difficult, bearing in mind the diversity of the Trans-Pacific region and the vested interests that exist within all member economies that would be opposed to opening markets. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.